Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. It's actually incredibly nice weather down here in Florida. I know a lot of the United States is getting a significant amount of snow right now. So it's all good, though. But down here in Florida, we got some nice weather coming in, and all that snow weather you guys got came down to Florida and turned into about 45-degree cool, light, sea breeze weather. So it's fantastic, and we're enjoying that today, Dad. And how are you doing?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, but we've all got to pray for Trump. I've already got a contact into the White House, into the pastor's committee he has in the White House, about his slurred speech. He's slurring his speech pretty badly now, but I've also found out that he's drinking about a dozen diet sodas a day. A dozen. I mean, he's constantly basically living on diet sodas. And one of the side effects of that is the phenylalanine slurred speech. When your phenylalanine levels go up, you start slurring your speech real bad, and you don't really mean to, but it hits you that way. How can I say this in a nice way? Anytime a person has a tendency to drink a lot of diet sodas, it always affects them in a negative way. It's extremely addictive to them because they have aspartic acid receptors in the brain, which makes it extremely addictive because it releases dopamine. It's a dopamine trigger. And secondly, the phenylalanine content, which is about 45% of the aspartame, also causes permanent nerve and brain damage in anybody, even if they can handle phenylalanine in high concentrations. And it also causes slurred speech. I had another friend of mine who was hammering Red Bull with aspartame in it, who was a pastor. I kid you not. He was doing like 7 or 8 sermons every weekend, all these different facilities that he had. Finally, he just started taping it into the services and any other facilities and stopped doing all that because I warned him, you can't be up for that many services. And he was hammering Red Bull diet Red Bull with aspartame with NutraSweet in it. And he started slurring his speech really, really bad. I contacted him. I said, dude, something's wrong with you. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you're slurring your words. And I said, let me look at your blood tests. He'd had them done. And sure enough, he had elevated phenylalanine levels. And I said, did your doctor not ask you about this? And he goes, well, no, man. He didn't say anything about it. And he said, if you get high enough, you'll have brain damage. And I'm like, well, doesn't he wonder where it's coming from? And he was hammering those diet Red Bulls. And Austin knows who I'm talking about. And the pastor's given me permission to use his name, but I won't do that because he's nationally known. So it's one of those things. Now Trump's slurring his speech, hammering 12 diet sodas a day, plus he only sleeps because he's all geeked up on that caffeine, 3 to 4 hours a night. So problem is now, he's a diet soda junkie probably. It's going to be very difficult for him to come off of that without having to go through a lot of withdrawals, which is something that the president of the United States shouldn't have to go through withdrawals while he's in the office, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think? What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, that's definitely an issue, man. We've seen time and time again with numerous people we've been in contact with, that we've worked with, that we've seen at churches, when they start drinking a lot of that diet soda, it can be very, very addictive. And not to mention just the aspartame content, but also the phosphoric acid, which is horrible for the digestive tract and really bad for the teeth and bones. On top of that, sodas, we talk about them all the time. You guys, if you listen to the show, you know better. That's just one of the things to stay away from. I'm really surprised, though, as successful as he has been and as well-shaped as he pretty much seems to be in at his age, he has not realized a long time ago that drinking sodas, especially drinking diet sodas, are not something that are going to be conducive for long-term health for him, unless somebody in there has intentionally tried to get him hooked on those and has started giving them to him to kind of pep him up from the caffeine and whatnot that's in them. That could also be a possibility, but I do not know. Also, too, this is some wild stuff with doctors, that we've talked about that have died over the last 2 years now. Two incidences that are actually almost related to each other, but they're not related to each other as far as the mainstream media is concerned. Back on November 26th, about two and a half weeks ago, a medical researcher named Miguel Crespo, who was 40, was a doctor who was found dead on the 8th floor bathroom of the Upper East Side of the hospital that he was working in. This was essentially the one of the last doctors that died. They said he found him unconscious on the floor at about 2:50 p.m. in Weill Cornell Medical Center. The city medical examiner is determining how he died. They said Crespo joined Weill Cornell Medical College in 2011, doing postdoctoral research on colon cancer and stem cell laboratory research, according to his hospital bio. And he also spoke 5 languages. Well, now here's another very strange incident that just happened over the weekend. Dr. Dean Lorich, who actually worked in the same hospital that Crespo worked into, the man I was just referring to, has now been found dead Sunday afternoon in his Park Avenue home with a knife in his stomach and the police automatically reported it a suicide. This is beyond crazy right here. They said that he was under stress, and essentially his 11-year-old daughter was in her bedroom by herself. She eventually found her dad in the bathroom, dead on the floor with a knife in his gut. His wife was out basically playing tennis when this suicide supposedly occurred, and there was no suicide note whatsoever. Once the daughter found him, she alerted the doorman, who called 911. Police responded to it on an assault call is what the doorman came in at. And then when the cops found him in the bathroom around 1 p.m., they said the knife was close to his heart. And essentially after that, 5 hours later, they ruled the entire incident a suicide, which quite frankly, guys, you have to be a pretty interesting individual to have a family and kids and decide to kill yourself with a knife in your gut. That's got to be one of the most horrendous, painful ways to commit suicide. So again, I find it very odd that this individual, Lorich, and Dr. Crespo, 2 weeks ago, both worked in the same hospital together, and now they have both died under, again, very strange, mysterious causes. So I thought I would just put that out there and let you guys figure out a little bit more about it, or at least make sure everybody knows that this is still going on with these very strange deaths among a lot of these doctors that are related to one another.
You know, the thing that's interesting about these two particular doctors, they really weren't working in alternative medicine that I can find. I mean,
correct,
they didn't have, they weren't doing stuff. And, you know, that's why when the person who's breaking a lot of these stories, and my condolences go out to the families of both these doctors immediately. I feel bad for them. But when the story is now being folded into the stories of the naturopathic physicians and chiropractors and nutritionists and the guys who are in orthomolecular medicine are dying, I think that's a pretty big stretch. I mean, doctors kill themselves all the time. People die all the time, and now we're putting any doctor that dies from any kind of mysterious circumstance into the clump with the natural people that are basically doing the research into autism or other types of alternative health methods, and now we're labeling it up to number 81. I don't think that's accurate. Now, do I think this guy stabbed himself in the gut? Absolutely not. I mean, unless you're a Japanese soldier at the end of World War II and you see, you know, the United States, you're going to win, and you decide to commit suicide, which is one of the ways they did that in Japan. They put the knife into their guts. You know, that's just not something that's really done in Western society. You know, it's either going to be, you know, too many people, they're going to take, you know, the guy could take a handful of prescription drugs and just go to sleep and be gone, be done with it. He could hang himself. He could shoot himself. Anything besides bleeding out from a knife wound in the gut. I mean, I can't think of a worse, more painful way of going out like that. Personally, I think it was foul play involved. I believe somebody killed the man, and now they're trying to cover it up for who knows what reason, for what other nefarious reason. But I've never heard of anybody committing, like, I guess, I don't think it was called Harry Carey, I guess. I don't know what it's called, when the Japanese did all of that. But, guys, it's something that you just need to realize. It's one of those things that you got to ask yourself the questions. Why are these guys getting killed like this? By the way, pilots would rather leave the military than be forced to get the anthrax vaccine. I sent this article to a friend of mine who is a jet pilot. He owns multiple Citation jets. He also is a medical doctor and a cardiologist, and he agreed. He said that he would rather leave the military than be forced to get the anthrax vaccine because it is so dangerous. Guys, there have been all kinds, literally hundreds and hundreds of troops who have gotten anthrax vaccines that have had all kinds of health problems from these vaccines. And a lot of them were so debilitated from the vaccine that they had to actually get out of the military. And this has happened all over the country. In fact, if you watch the movie Vaxxed, a lot of statements are made about these types of vaccines. So, guys, I agree with this. Before I got an anthrax vaccine, I would simply step away from my commission as a pilot. Also, one more thing about aspartame. We had another friend of ours that had been my friend, and it still is my friend, from over 40 years ago. And he had come to see us several years ago, and he was having problems with his health and with his joints and a bunch of other things. And he was, again, one of those guys who drank two of the big gulp sodas, diet sodas, every single day. I think they're 36 or 42 ounces or whatever they are. He was literally drinking two-thirds to a gallon of diet soda every single day. And he was starting to have a lot of health problems from that, and we were able to correct a lot of the conditions. But I warned him and warned him and warned him that that large amount of phenylalanine, aspartic acid mixed with paint thinner, which is methanol, would eventually start causing eye problems for him. And sure enough, he ended up going blind in one of his eyes with optic nerve degradation, which is one of the side effects of drinking paint thinner or methanol, which is in aspartame, which is in diet sodas. Methanol cannot be made non-poisonous. It is a neurological poison. And now he is blind in one eye, and his other eye also has bad eyesight in. And I pleaded with him for years, Austin. You remember that, for him to stop drinking the diet sodas. He thought it was a joke. he doesn't touch them anymore. He doesn't think it's a joke anymore, Austin. What do you think?
No, you're right. This stuff is super toxic. And back to the anthrax vaccine, I mean, they've already made multiple different research studies and looked into this, that they found that at least around 35,000 or more troops have died from adverse effects from the anthrax vaccine, if not many, many more. That whole debacle with the Gulf War was unbelievably horrible. And see, what you got to understand is, and this is one of the issues that I had to come to grips with when I was going through officer candidate school in the Marine Corps, when that whole program was going on, whether or not I was going to finish that and take my commission and be basically a government issue. The problem that I found, and I've always been a, you know, deductive reasoner, I like to look at things and ask questions, I like to look outside the box, is when you go into that realm and you sign yourself over to the military, they can essentially do anything they want with you at any point in time, including you using you as a test guinea pig for multiple different types of vaccinations, as they showed that they were completely capable of doing with the anthrax vaccine. In my opinion, that was a complete and total guinea pig test run to see what that stuff was going to do on a human populace, and it was unbelievably toxic. The side effects were unbelievably horrible. So many people died, and literally countless others had long-term significant side effects that have plagued them the rest of their life. So that's one thing you always have to ask yourself before you go in. I don't think they ever expected it to be that horrible of side effects. But again, as you see with the vaccine manufacturers, it doesn't matter what they think or what they really care about. They can't be held accountable for anything they do, and especially when it's given to the U.S. military, when you've already signed your papers over, they essentially own you for your contract. So they can give you whatever you want, and if you don't take it, they can essentially throw you in the brig and give you a dishonorable discharge if you refuse to take those vaccinations. They flat out do it. I've known it's happened on people, talked to people it's happened to. So this is something that really is sad to see when they do this kind of stuff. But yes, the anthrax vaccine is also in other news too.
Hang on one second, Austin. We have a friend of ours that we met out in Montana years and years ago. He was a naval helicopter pilot who basically was, you know, an officer, and he had like 8 or 10 children, had a whole bunch of kids, and they tried to give him the anthrax vaccine, and he refused it. And they said, you can't refuse it. You know, you didn't sign your papers that you signed going into the military didn't give you the option of refusing it. This is like 20 years ago. And he goes, well, I'm not going to take it. You're not going to do that to me. So they didn't know what to do with him. So they didn't have a brig for officers. This is crazy. They didn't have a brig for officers. They didn't know what to do with him because the officers don't get arrested very often. It's very rare. And so they actually had to take part of the doggone enlisted brig and turn it into an officer's brig because they couldn't let him co-mingle. And they left him in there for, gosh, it must have been close to a year, 2 years, not knowing what to do with him. Finally, he ended up with a dishonorable discharge out of the military because of this. And Austin and I know the guy personally. I'm not going to give his last name out of respect for him. But the sad part about this is a very real problem when these guys get into the military, Austin, because they don't know what to do when they are approached with these types of incredibly poisonous vaccines. And quite frankly, I think he made the right decision, Austin. Now I apologize for interrupting. What's your next story?
No, I'm glad you added into that because everybody probably was curious saying, well, I wonder how that happens. Well, now you know that's exactly how it happened. And that's something that, you know, especially if you have a lot of reasoning skills, you see people dropping dead, you see people getting deathly sick left and right after they're getting a certain vaccine, and they say, you're next, time to get your shot. And you sit there and go, you know what? I don't think I'm going to let you give me a shot today. I think I'm just going to pass on this. I spent way too much time in air school. I spent way too much time in college to sit there and have you ruin my entire life over one single injection that you guys have no idea what it's going to do with long-term studies on it. So, yes, I do think it was the best thing for him to do. Also, too, now, we see that YouTube, which is owned essentially by Google, is going to add in another 10,000 staffers to monitor. They said, we will continue the growth of our teams with the goal of bringing the total number of people across Google working to address content that violates our policies to over 10,000 by 2018, YouTube CEO Susan Wallach said in the interview. And what's crazy about this is the announcement comes after the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, put heavy pressure on social media companies to remove radical content. But what's really wild about this is you guys have to understand, because some people are saying, well, this, you know, may be a free speech issue or this or that. This isn't a free speech issue because YouTube owns you know, their own website. It's a private website. But what this is basically a restriction on the ability of free press and people to be able to say freely what they believe online. She said they have now developed a computer learning technology that helps them to identify and then remove radical content on a site that has hundreds of thousands of minutes of video uploaded every minute, which YouTube does. She said the technology can be used to weed out other inappropriate videos, including ones that contain inappropriate or exploitive content involving children, which YouTube has been trying to weed out. Now, my question about this is, and we talked about this a couple months ago, so they're sitting there saying that they're going to basically ban stuff that's inappropriate, yet they have a channel on there that is actually become entirely too popular with a drag queen, tranny, gay children's video thing on there where they read story time kids with this demonic dragon looking drag queen. Kid you not, it's really weird. But then, as last week, if you guys don't know, James Yeager, who I've had a personal fighting rifle class with him about 4 years ago, they completely canceled and shut down his entire YouTube channel that he had with them for the last, I think, 5 or 6 years now, completely terminated it for undisclosed reasons other than the fact that he violated community guidelines. Now, I'm not a fan of James Yeager's language in some cases. It's definitely not appropriate in my opinion. However, he is a huge constitutionalist, retired law enforcement, prior security contractor in Afghanistan, and has been very, very vocal about a lot of the stuff that has been going on in Afghanistan, the stuff that has been going on in the United States, along with he did a video back in 2013 after Sandy Hook when he was interviewed, and he blatantly said, if the U.S. government tries to ban our firearms and confiscates weapons, I will start firing upon anybody that has been given orders to confiscate our legally God-given right to own firearms. And he got a lot of flack for that online. He did not come off of it, though. He edited the video out, so that part of it out there, so it wasn't floating around, but he still said he was going to maintain his stance on that. And now they have completely banned him from being on YouTube, which is so crazy to me because, as I just said before, there's some unbelievably inappropriate stuff on YouTube, yet they don't even bother to even say it or check it or even touch a base on it. But now they're using these as excuses now, guys, and I called this out last year when all this crap was going on with the Russians are hacking us and all this independent fake news media about Trump and everything they're going to put out there. They have to do everything they can to completely squash the alternative media with the bringing about of Twitter, with YouTube, with Instagram, with all these independent social media outlets that people are allowed to basically post what's really going on online. They do not like that. That's why Facebook has gotten so strict about putting anything on there, conservative, pro-gun, pro or, you know, anti-abortion, anything like that. They'll block you all the time. I mean, I hear all the time. People get blocked. People get their videos taken down all the time. But then you want to put up something about transgender children and how they need to have the right to have transgender surgery at 10 years of age. Oh, it gets all kinds of stuff. Doesn't get even touched. This is what they're trying to do. They're picking and choosing what they want the media to allow the people to see because they cannot control the mainstream media anymore. So now they have to control the social media to the point now that YouTube is about to have over 10,000 comptrollers that are basically going to be monitoring and watching YouTube with a fine-tooth comb to ban and shut down any videos that they deem to be extremist videos or inappropriate content, Dad. So we haven't even seen the beginning of YouTube shutting down independent media sites or channels, in my opinion.
They already shut us down. I mean, we had over 100, we have close to 200 audio stream only shows that we were actually airing on YouTube. And they ended up coming in and disallowing, I think, all but 8 or 9 of the shows. I mean, just took them all down. It left about 8 or 9 of them. So I told our producer, I said, just take it all down. Take it all down. I said, I'm not going to play this game. I said, you know, we're on Global Star. You know, we're on the Rents Radio Network. You can call us up on your telephone. You can download us on iTunes. You know, heck with them. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to work to build a market on Google. Remember, Google's owned by the CIA. Always remember that. Google, all of this stuff, it's all CIA stuff. This is all owned by these Sabbatean Kabbalists the Luciferians. That's who these guys are. And what these guys do is they continually come after alternative websites. And apparently, we're one of those guys out there that just don't stop telling you guys the truth. Now, we don't use a bunch of profanity on the show and all that kind of stuff. We don't do that. So it had to be some other reason, because we're talking about things they don't want us to talk about, including the Second Amendment, all the time. And also alternative health things. So Google's already done that to the Ted and Austin Brower show, guys. So that's why I've about had enough of Google personally. By the way, there are several remedies that can actually help fight stress over the holidays. One of the things that I want to share with you guys real quick is you have to have forgiveness in your heart. You can't have bitterness towards a family member. Now, you may not like that family member. You may think that family member's the pits. And you may never want to see that family member again, because every time you get around that family member, they cause you stress, or they're always stealing stuff from you or lying to you or whatever, and so you don't want to have anything to deal with them anymore. But you got to forgive that family member. You got to walk away from any bitterness or anxiety, or in some cases hatred, because that elevates your cortisol. It's going to make you age really, really fast, and it's going to make you look really, really old really, really fast. So it's important that you walk in love to the best of your ability. And the easiest way to do that that I found, and I know this is going to sound strange to you guys that haven't heard the show for a long time, is you pray for that person. You pray for it. Let's say you got your brother Bill, and I'm picking Bill out of. I don't have a brother Bill. Let's say you have let's call your brother X-Bot. Let's not pick on Bill. We have an X-Bot brother, and so now this X-Bot brother has done all these horrible things to you, and so you don't know what to do anymore. So you're basically in a situation where you don't want to be around them anymore because it causes complete stress for you and your entire family unit. Here's what you need to pray. Here's what I suggest that you pray every day, because you don't have to do anything. I'm suggesting this to you. This is how I dealt with whacked out family members. Father, I pray that you basically bless X-Bot brother, that you allow your face to shine upon him, be merciful to him, Lord, give him peace. I pray that he's blessed in every area of his life, Father, and I forgive him for anything he's ever done to me, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. And when you do that, you go, well, I can't do that. I can't stand X-Bot, my brother. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. You're not praying it for him. You're praying it for you. It's a newsflash. You got to get that concept. It's not about him. He doesn't hear the prayer. It's about you. About you preserving your health and you walking in love and forgiveness. And then I do the same thing. I've been done wrong by a bunch of preachers. I could tell you some stories that you guys wouldn't even believe. Austin's been seeing a lot of it happen over himself with what happened with me. And I pray for these preachers. And I don't pray for them every day, but I pray for them whenever I start feeling like, you know, this person's a nightmare, I don't want to be around this person again, I pray for them again. And I always ask God to forgive them. I ask God to forgive me if I've done anything. I ask God to just bless them and keep them. And I do that all of the time. And guys, when you do it, I was told to do this years ago, and I thought the guy was nuts who told me this. And I started doing it, and it works. It really does work. And then I had a friend of mine who got born again last year, and I told her, she's really bitter about a guy who she was in partnership with business with, and I told her to bless the guy and ask God to forgive him and just ask him to be blessed. And she said, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, well, you need to do that. I said, every time I talk to you, all you do is talk about how you hate this guy. I said, that's no good for anybody. You've got to learn to walk in forgiveness and walk in love. That's what separates. I know why I'm talking about this, and forgive me for this pontification today, but I've got to start on this for a minute. This weekend I watched one of the latest David Icke episodes. You know, I like David Icke. I agree with about 90% of what he says, but David Icke's not a Christian. David Icke's basically, he believes in, I guess, an all-powerful God or some type of energy force or whatever, but he doesn't believe in God Almighty or Yahweh. And so they were finally, he was giving all of this unbelievably negative stuff on this big show. It's a big show. And he was in the middle of the night in England doing the show here. And finally the guy goes, well, we scared everybody half to death. You know, you're going to have to give us something positive to do. There has to be something positive we can do to try to correct all the things that you told us are so negative. And Icke couldn't do it. He had nothing to come back on. He has so castigated himself away from the true Christianity. Now, let me stop for a second here about Christianity. Okay, what we as Christians see in Christianity and a lot of our organized religion is not at all what Christ intended the church to be. You know, it's not supposed to be a big name it, claim it, blab it, grab it party. It's not supposed to be completely taught, you know, like the Catholic Church, where everything's steeped in tradition and there's really no move of the Holy Spirit, where 70% of the priests are gay. That's not it. That's not Christianity. True Christianity is understanding who and what you are as a Christian, the covenant that you have with God through Christ, and the abilities and the power that he's given you through this covenant. That's what being a Christian is. And see, nobody understands that. And if Ike would have just answered it this way, he goes, well, you know, the only way you can do this, the only way we can help this is this. We got to understand this, is that we're not of this world. We're passing through it. And all of the things and all the snares of the evil one, these things that people are doing to us. He talks about Satanism and all the other stuff. He talks about Satanists. He goes, all of these guys have no authority over the name of Jesus. And all you have to do is become born-again Christian, understand who you are authority, have the agreement of the believer, and pray together, and you can walk through this world and not be affected by the things of this world because you're not of this world. And because, you know, we worship that the God who is, who was, and is to come. That's what we got to get. This is different. We're different. We're called according to a purpose. And Ike has no answer for this. Oh, well, you just have to, you know, have a higher frequency and all this other kind of nonsense. We don't have to have a higher frequency. When we get born into the family of God, we get connected to God and His dimension through the Holy Spirit, our frequency on the inside completely changes. When God sees us, He no longer sees us. He sees Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's what He sees. He doesn't remember our sins. And this, should that mean, then Paul even answered this. People said, well, should we continue to sin so the grace may increase? He said, by no means. We died to sin. How can we live it any longer? But guys, that's what grace is. It's unmerited favor. And when you have the grace of God in your heart and in your life, and Ike knows that when someone gets involved with an alien abduction, we would call this a fallen angel intervention or some kind of weird thing happening with one of these demons, that when they call in the name of Jesus, they have to be put back into their homes. They can't be touched. He knows that. He knows that, but he won't address that. Because these guys who teach all of this weird New Age stuff, they don't want to address it. Now, Ike has a lot of good stuff. He's got a lot of stuff about the Zionists that he's dead on. He's got a lot of stuff about what's going on with Trump that he's dead on about. That's what the stuff I want to hear about, what he had to talk about, you know, as far as who's controlling Trump, etc. And so it was an interesting video. But guys, we have hope in Christ. And without that hope, we would be hopeless in this world that's being controlled by Lucifer. And that's why we don't have to be of this world. We're just in this world. Now, back to my little thing here. Remedies that help fight stress. For forgiveness, that's number one that we have to realize. Number two, magnesium. Use your magnesium foot bath. Use the magnesium brain food. That really helps your body to stay relaxed. I can't tell you how important having magnesium in your diet every single day is. B12, and make sure you use methylcobalamin, not cyanide cobalamin. 99% of the B12 out there is cyanide. It's not the good stuff. You have to get methylcobalamin like we have at Health Masters. And then, of course, potassium. But, of course, you're going to get that primarily from your food, from avocados, bananas, green beans, beets, that kind of stuff. Our beet powder is loaded with potassium. Now, D3K2 is absolutely critical for keeping your moods up and combating holiday stress. And then Cortisol Buster, which contains several different herbs, including ashwagandha, which I take every single day, which helps me to have a real focused level approach to my life. It makes me feel really good all the time. It keeps my energy levels really, really, really stable. So there are all kinds of things that you can do, including make sure you stay away from sugar, don't drink too much coffee, and just avoid people you don't want to hang around with, and don't try to go to every single party that's out there. You know, pick a party you want to go to. But don't try to do something every single night and be out until 10 or 11 o'clock at night, eating a bunch of junk food, drinking a bunch of stuff you shouldn't be drinking, and acting with a bunch of people you shouldn't be acting out with. Just stay away from those kind of parties and realize, just sit back and be in God's rest over the holidays. And remember what the holidays are for. It's to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, when the angels came out and said, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Guys, have a blessed holiday season, a blessed Christmas season, and realize that this Christmas we need to always worship that child who came from God Almighty so that He could redeem us from the curse of the law and bring us back into covenant with God Almighty. So it's all about Yeshua, about Jesus for the holiday season, and always make sure you keep it that way. Austin, what's your next story?
That was excellent, man. That was really well said. I really hope, I think I could help a lot of people out because people get way too stressed, you know, during this time of the year, because a lot of stuff's going on. But that was great info. Also, too, this is kind of a funny article. So, as the NFL fans now have turned out so bad that Fox Sports is now soliciting actors to play as fans to fill seats at Sunday's pregame show. This article basically shows that you heard me right, the latest barrage of NFL, Fox Sports has put out a casting call and is looking for Rams fans to attend Sunday's pregame in Los Angeles. The solicitation post on projectcasting.com, which this is where people post casting calls for people to come up for extras to come out and audition for certain shows. ProjectCasting.com has a list on there that says casting directors are looking directly for NFL fans for Sunday, December 10th in Los Angeles, California. Producers are seeking LA's biggest NFL fans to be part of NFL Sunday's Los Angeles Rams versus Philadelphia Eagles pre-show game. This is what the NFL has stooped down to now, to actually trying to solicit and cast extras, essentially, to fill up the seats so the NFL stands don't look so stinking empty on television now, which I think this is funny, but I also think it's quite awesome, because this shows you right here what America's resolve still is when we start having people that do not support our constitutional values, that do not support our American freedoms, and want to come in and try to promote their leftist liberal agenda. The American population still has enough of a stunt to come in and say, you know what, we're not going to pay to see your overpriced sports anymore. We're not going to support. We're not going to buy your memorabilia. We're not going to buy your clothing. We're not going to buy any of this now. You guys have fun. I guess you guys forgot that the people that come attend it, the fans, are the ones that actually make you money. So you guys have fun trying to get those people to come to your show, because all of us, we are done. So I thought it was pretty funny that they're actually having to do casting calls to get people into the stadium now.
Remember, a lot of the NFL owners are Sabbatean Kabbalists. There, yeah. I said it. I shouldn't have said that, but I just did. Wow, I just said it. Wow. Okay, that's true, by the way. And these are Luciferians.
Oh, yeah.
They're the higher levels, and that's how they get in. That what they do. They just basically want to control things like this, and that's what they want to do with the NFL. The problem is these dummies didn't understand that it's redneck white Americans that go to NFL games. I mean, you know, and they're not all redneck, but there are a lot of white Americans. But that's who. What the same thing with NASCAR. You know, and when you start, yeah, when you start going after your cores of what you're doing, but they don't care. Remember, these guys are all linked into the Rothschild banking cartel. They just print money for fun. Okay, this is just what they do. So, I mean, they're down $500 million. Now, some of these stadiums cost $1 billion. I mean, they're not really concerned about their revenue loss, because they don't really care, because they have more money than they know what to do with anyhow, because they're all a bunch of Luciferians and they're all banded together in this Luciferian network. I mean, that's who these guys are. This is a psychops to destroy the national symbol of the flag of the United States of America. They started with the Confederate flag last year. They started with the Confederate statues last year. They started with all of this stuff. But, you know, the thing about it is I saw this one article the other day. It was talking about a lot of the blacks and a lot of the soldiers in the Civil War that fought on the side of the North, and they have statues erected of them also, and also blacks that fought on the side of the South. And what's interesting, a lot of these guys, these Buffalo soldiers, they slaughtered Indians left and right. Now their statues are out there. What do you do with that? You got a statue honoring black people slaughtering Indians. How do you deal with that from a political correct standpoint? I mean, are we gonna take that down too? I mean, so that's the whole thing we've got to realize, guys. There's all kinds of things out there that are not quote unquote politically correct. And this show doesn't care about it. Hence, Google has already yanked our show off the air, because we're not politically correct. I could care less what Google and you know, and YouTube does with us. I could care less. It doesn't make a difference to me. You guys don't watch it on that show anyhow. So here's the thing, guys. We've got to stand for righteousness and for His name's sake. That's who we have to stand for, because if we do that, all these other things fall into place. Because remember, they're not allowed to touch us. We have a shield around us. We have a hedge of thorns around us. We have the blood of Jesus covering us. We've got angels stationed all around us. We have an energy field through the Holy Spirit that permeates us all around us, that protects us. That's why they hate Christians, guys. And that's why they don't want you to be a Christian. And that's why they were trying to do as much as they could, those NFL people who were going to those games, to destroy the symbolism of the flag of the United States during the national anthem, when you got a bunch of these nutbags kneeling. Because the NFL commissioner could have stopped that instantaneously. He could have put an edict through there that says, these guys kneel, they're off the team, done. We're finished. That quick. And that Colin Kaepernick would have kneeled, off the team, done. Everybody else would have, well, I'm not going to do that, man. I'm going to lose millions a year. Duh. 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 The NFL own handbook says that if you do anything out there that is part of the doggone handbook, you've got to sign that you get terminated, and they didn't follow through with it. These guys already signed off they wouldn't do all of that stuff. Now they've done it. They're losing viewership. Why? Because they're – and think about this. The NFL's gone satanic a long time ago. Look at those filthy, nasty halftime Super Bowl shows. You know, with Katy Perry, who says she sold her soul to Lucifer, riding out on a giant beast in the middle of a halftime show, and Madonna being worshipped in that black guy who used to be on whatever his name was, who used to be on one of the talk shows, one of the trap. It was a black guy, comes out in a black robe like he's Lucifer, and they're all bowing down and bowing to him. Are you kidding me? On the halftime, full satanic halftime show, just like they did at the opening of that tunnel in Switzerland. They do it every year at our halftime shows at the Super Bowl. So quite frankly, I gave up on the NFL a long time ago. I look at it as professional wrestling with all their rigged games and all their nonsense. And they even say it's not a true sport because quite frankly, it's just a entertainment program that we have and they can do whatever they want to do and rig it however they want to rig it. So people who still bet on the NFL or get caught up in their teams, I'm kind of wondering what planet they're on after all of this, especially after squatting out for the flag. Because remember, guys, your right brain remembers images, and that flag gets burned in there like the Confederate flag did. And so they want to destroy that flag so they can destroy the image of the United States and break us up into our member states or into their 10 FEMA districts, Austin. So that's how I look at it. Good story. What's your next story?
Yeah, this is pretty wild, too. Another article coming from DARPA. These guys never know any bounds as far as what to stop in. They've now started doing AI brain implants in humans, already testing this now, which, I mean, they're saying that they're testing this, which means they've been working on it for quite some time. They can change a person's mood. The U.S. military has begun testing AI brain implants that change a person's mood on humans. These mind-controlled chips emit electronic pulses that alter brain chemistry in a process called deep brain stimulation. They are saying, of course, that these devices are going to be used to treat a number of mental health conditions and to assure a better response to therapy, right? These chips are the work of the one and only DARPA, which is essentially what we have seen now. The AI department of the Pentagon. That's what these guys are. This is what they do. And they designed them to use artificial intelligence algorithms that detect patterns of activity associated with mood disorders. So they're literally putting an implant in your brain that has AI algorithms that's detecting different types of activity in your brain and then associated with the mood disorders when it's happening. Once detected, they shock a patient's brain back into a healthy state automatically. The chips have been tested in 6 different people now, so far on the books that they're telling us about, who have had epilepsy and already have electrodes implanted in their brain to track their seizures. Through these electrodes, the researchers were able to track what was happening in their brains throughout the entire day. By tracking a patient's brain activity over the course of 1 to 3 weeks, they were able to create an algorithm to decode their moods. The DARPA team then discovered that by delivering shocks to the region of the brain that deal with decision-making and emotions, participants perform significantly better in set tasks. They said, we have access to activity that encodes their feelings. So this is the next thing that they're rolling out now that they're letting us know that they've already been working on for probably the past decade, if not more now, of implants in your brain that literally shock you back into submission, essentially, is what this is going to be used as, brain and train devices. And so I thought this was pretty wild now, Dad. This is where we're starting to head out now, as we've talked about it so many times. The implants, the mark of the beast, the digital chips, all this stuff now is not only becoming futuristic research that they're dabbling in, but it's becoming technology right now that they're actively already using right in front of our eyes, and they're blatantly open about it.
DARPA is a 600-pound sweaty pedophile in the corner of the room that nobody wants to talk about. Okay? That's what he is. 600-pound sweaty pedophile in the corner of the room that everybody says, don't look over there. There's a 600-pound sweaty pedophile. We're supposed to pretend like he's not there. It's not there. Don't make the pedophile say anything. It's a 600-pound sweaty pedophile. Just ignore it. That's what DARPA is. DARPA is that branch. They've been working on this technology since the 50s and the 60s, Austin. They already had the stimulants in cows' brains and bull brains back in the 60s, and they could actually have a bull charging a matador in a stadium, hit the right signal in that brain, and boom, that bull would lay down and take a nap right in front of the matador. Just drop to his knees and go to sleep right there. You don't want to have no more aggression. This is the technology they developed in the 50s and 60s. This is MKUltra. This goes all the way back, and now they're telling us, oh, we have this now. They've had it since the 50s and the 60s. Now they're refining it so that they can make it so they can leave the implants in there and they can wire them and signal from a long distance. Now, here's the deal with this thing. Here's what the sweaty pedophile's doing. This is the thing that nobody wants to talk about. This is called transhumanism. This is the Borg. This is Cyberdyne. This is the AI. This is who is going to tie us into the D-Wave Alpha computer with Lucifer into his dimension. That's who these guys are. Because here's the thing. they are the ones that are pushing the transgender movement. And here's why. They don't want human beings being male or female anymore. They don't want that. Because back in Genesis chapter 6, they didn't care about all that. Remember? We all go back to Genesis chapter 6, like Jesus said it was going to happen. And what happens is they want all these boys and girls have all these gender identity crises. They know what happens when you put estrogen in a food supply with a pregnant woman. They already know what happens with all that. You get a bunch of little boys that are a bunch of little girls. They got that. So what they've done now is they're trying to meld us with humans. They're now doing womb, uterus, implant changes. Yep. People are getting implants from other people that are getting putting in them to hold and carry babies. They're also fixing to do that with men if they haven't already done it, so the man can carry a baby and is in a transplanted uterus. They don't want to have a male and a female. They don't want that. They want a monospecies. They don't want a gender bias any longer. That's what all of this is. And this is DARPA, because remember, we put the politicians in, who are a bunch of perverts and weirdos. The perverts and weirdos gave over their authority to the military-industrial complex, who gave it over to DARPA through the CIA. The CIA is satanic in its nature because it does remote viewing and everything else. It has witches on payroll. The CIA gave it over to the Sabbath Day and Kabbalists. Now, these guys are the full witches and warlocks, Harry Potter on steroid guys. These are the guys that drink the blood and all the other crazy stuff. And they're trying to turn it over into the D-Wave Alpha computer. That's the pyramid of what's going on right now, but it's all with DARPA, with transhumanism. They're trying to meld us with machines. They want to make robots out of us. Because remember, they've not been able to unlock the human soul. That's the problem they have. They can't create life. They can't create a spark of life. They can't create a soul. So they have to have vessels for their entities to go into. Personally, I think that's why we have so many autistic children. I believe that they're using them for entity development and entity vessels. There's no other reason that they want this many autistic kids, unless it's just pure eugenics. But there's something else going on with that whole thing, too, that we're not knowing. There's this whole thing that's happening in the heavenlies around us that we can't see. And so they don't want us to think about that. And DARPA, like I said, is a 600-pound sweaty pedophile in the corner of the room. He's not there. Pretend he's not there. Don't look over there. You'll get scared. Don't look that way. That's who these guys are. They're the ones who hide in the corner. They're the ones who go boo in the night. That's who these weirdos are, and they don't want us to see what's happening. Everything else we're talking about, all of it. Russia, Korea, all of it. All of it's obfuscation. It's all obfuscation. So they don't see they're putting up a 5G network all over the United States, that they're not putting up a complete satellite grid all around the entire planet. They've already infected us all with Morgellons. Now, that's just what they've done. They've already infected us with Morgellons. All of us, as far as I'm concerned, in the United States have been infected with Morgellons. The people have heavy metal poisoning. It comes out of them very, very quickly and starts growing in them. All they have to do is hit us with a blue light. This Morgellon starts growing inside of us, and it transforms us and our DNA almost instantaneously within a few hours, within a few days. That's why it's so important. You've got to keep your immune system strong. You got to be on your D3, your K2. You have to use the immune system that God gave you, along with the potassium iodine. That's why it's so important that you have to have a relationship with Christ, that you have the infusing of the Holy Spirit coming in you and restoring your DNA on an ongoing basis. That's why we have to be Christians. Not that we are forced to be Christians, but that makes more sense to me, being a Christian and not being one, with what they're doing right now. Because, guys, these people are a bunch of sickos. So just, they're trying to get you not to look in the corner of the room and see what's sitting over there. That's what this is. That's the entire transhumanist agenda, the entire transvestite agenda, all of this stuff. Like you said earlier, Austin, YouTube channels with transvestites, drag queens for children, trying to mess up the initial programming of these kids on what and who they are. All of this is okay with these guys. Why? Because that's the Sabbatean way, to turn everything upside down that God has made good, to make everything as horrible as they possibly can. That's their goal. And the sad part about it is we don't understand that because we don't think that way, but it doesn't make a difference. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, is what the word says. And as soon as we check off this planet, we go right up to God's 13th dimension immediately with him, to heaven. We don't have to deal with these nutbags anymore. So guys, we have victory through Christ. So regardless of what happens on this planet, death, O death, where's thy sting, where's thy victory? We already have it through Christ Jesus because of what he did through the Holy Spirit. It's settled. It's done. That thing's over with, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right, man. And one other aspect, too, that's going on right now that I keep, you know, because I've been so interested in this and watching it, Ben. I talked about it last week in detail. But again, I see right now with Russia and Venezuela and Bitcoin and all this stuff now, that this whole aspect of the digital technology, the globalists aren't even having to promote it. They're allowing this stuff to gain traction by just whatever they have put out there originally with this blockchain technology. I saw earlier there was an article from 1997, guys, that was basically, it was entitled, How to Make a Mint, the Cryptography of Anonymous Electronic Cash. And who authored the document? It was basically a mathematician from the National Security Agency Office of Information Security Research and Technology from 1996. Then I see an article today from Zero Hedge that says, the gradual acceptance of digital currencies with major exchanges about to launch Bitcoin future trading may prompt some oil producer nations to ditch the U.S. dollar and crude trade in favor of cryptocurrencies, the oil analysis says. It goes on to say, a decentralized currency allowing anonymous transactions along with blockchain technology support to facilitate oil contracts may be the ideal tool to allow oil-producing trios to turn their back on the greenbacks. The advent of cryptocurrencies, therefore, represents a fresh catalyst for commodity-producing countries wishing to abandon the dollar as a means for payment for oil. And they're absolutely right. We have put so many sanctions on these countries now that they have no other option. But it seems to me as everything is literally pushing into this cryptocurrency Bitcoin technology so stinking fast this year because of what it's grown. And in my opinion, as we've talked about before, the Federal Reserve, in my opinion, has been bumping up massive amounts of dollars and propping up Bitcoin with the growth that we've never seen any time before in history with something that has zero infrastructure, with zero backing it. And now we're seeing it grow so fast that now all these countries are saying, well, we're going to start our oil-based cryptocurrency, which in my opinion, I do like the idea of it. But in turn, as we see, it's only going to take a couple of years to where the American population and only that, the global population is literally going to embrace and demand a cryptocurrency that's digitally based because they can't trust the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, because of how corrupt the Federal Reserve is, which will in turn lead us right into the one-world global cashless society that we've warned about for years. It's wild to me because I've talked about this for a decade now, about how they're going to do this. It always boggled my mind when I'd read Revelations, and it said no man will be able to buy or sell without taking the mark. It was very clear on that. And I was so curious. I'm thinking, how are they possibly going to do that? We have silver. We have gold. We have oil. We have diamonds. We have cash. We have all this stuff that we can barter and trade with. How in the world are we not going to be able to buy or sell anything without taking this mark? This is exactly how it's going to be introduced, and we're starting to see the beginning phase of this digital, cashless, global society that is going to be fully based without any type of currency, without any type of gold or with any type of silver, in my opinion. Right now, yes, they're basing these cryptocurrencies on oil out of Venezuela with diamonds. I think that's awesome. That is incredibly good. But how long is it going to take for the Rothschild boys and the globalists to get their hands on this stuff and start being able to manipulate it and do the fractional reserve trading like they've done so many times now with the gold and the banking and start making Bitcoin expand well beyond of what any type of assets they have in their physical production? This is where it's headed. It may not happen now. It may not happen in a year. You give it another 5, 10, 15 years, the direction we're going, we are, as the global population, going to demand that cash be abolished and we go to the digital currency. I won't do it. I know our listeners won't do it. I know you won't do it, Dad. But as far as a whole, as far as a general population, the majority, I really think that's where this is headed now. And the Bitcoin has been a perfect beta test to see what was going to happen. And in my opinion, I think the globalists are unbelievably stoked about it.
Blockchain technology is an off-world development. I did say that. I guess I have to admit to saying it now. This is something, nobody sat around in the garage and came up with this incredibly advanced algorithm. This was developed. This is technology. This is the same thing that we have with lasers and body armor and night vision and all the stuff that was retro-engineered from these different vessels they've captured. I believe that blockchain technology was given to the human race by these fallen angels or some other entity to enslave us. That's what I believe it's being used for, because the Bible is very clear about it happening in the end days, and there's no way. It's like Bill Gates sitting around developing the laptop computer in his garage. Yeah, I really believe that. That's something I really believe happened. No, man, that didn't happen. That technology came from all of the circuitry and all the stuff that came out of that. Those it's been 47, and that's the development by the chips. All of that stuff came out of that, and they had to have a person. This is what they always do. They release this information, have a person develop it, so they don't have to disclose how it came about. And all of a sudden, it's our R&D developed it. All right, your R&D developed it. That's right. Yeah, sure. We all believe that. Yeah, that's okay. But that's what they want you to believe. No, Bitcoin is something different. This blockchain technology, this advanced algorithm stuff that they're using right now, I don't believe that this was something that we developed on our own. I believe this was something that we were given, and this is how they've implemented it. And now Bitcoin is this giant, huge beta test, like Austin just said, bringing us into a one-world currency. I remember in 1937 or 38, Adolf Hitler wanted to continue to expand his Third Reich. And he got rid of the Rothschild banking cartel. Just told him, pound salt, get out. Get out. We're done with you. And he actually issued new German currency, and it was based upon the productivity and the natural resources of Germany. This actually happened, guys. He actually did this to these guys. And that's one of the reasons they got so absolutely bent out of shape at him, because he threw the bankers out. Just done. Because they're the ones who put him in power. And so he decided that he was going to have enough of them, that he wasn't going to play a little game with them, because he realized they were all a bunch of Luciferians, and he wanted them out and gone. And he did. He threw them out. And see, that's why what he wants to talk about, why the entire world and the entire banking system in the world and the entire Rothschild power with all these different countries came after Germany, because they had to restore the central bank in Germany. Because what he did, once he took over, he threw the Rothschilds out. And see, nobody wants to talk about that, because, like I said, Hitler went absolutely nuts, Looney Tunes before it was all over with, did some crazy stuff he should have never done. But the guys, some of the stuff that he did in the 30s, he really did a lot. He built the Autobahn highways, he got rid of the doggone Rothschild banking cartel system in there. He was able to consolidate a lot of the industry with the government and work together to make sure they had low unemployment there. All of that stuff. And my parents used to talk to me about all the stuff, and because they were not big Hitler fans, but they said a lot of the stuff he did as far as making Germany prosper in the 30s was great. But one of the key things he did, he got Germany away from fiat currency that was Rothschild owned, that they had to buy and pay interest on, which can never be paid back. And he broke that debt cycle. And guys, we have to do that in the United States. That's why I said to you guys, when Trump took office, unless he gets rid of the Federal Reserve Bank, unless he gets rid of the Rothschild-controlled central bank and the Federal Reserve, and just gets rid of it and nationalizes their assets, unless he does that, we're never going to have freedom in this country, because these are the guys that can print an incredible amount of money as soon as they want, to bribe as many people as they want, or to buy up all of our assets as soon as they want. And this is what they've done now. This is why the stock market's through the roof. This is why they bought up the United States with their fiat funny money. This is why we're missing $21 trillion from the budget. It's gone. Just gone. This is why we're missing $10 trillion in the budget with the doggone military. This is, all these things are done because it's funny money, and they can do what they want to do. Now, when they get blockchain technology and they learn to control that, which they will, because they'll have to have a one-unit blockchain currency for the entire world, which will be our one-world currency, when they do that, then they're going to have their slave nation, their slave world. But remember, Syria doesn't want it. Oh, that's right, they're getting attacked. Right, they're still being attacked. Oh, that's right, North Korea doesn't want it either. Oh, that's right, they're about to get attacked too. Oh, that's right, Iran doesn't have that. Oh, they were about to attack them too. Oh, yeah, and by the Iraq. Oh, Iraq has it now because they got attacked. Egypt has it now because they got attacked. Libya has it now because they got attacked. Inch by inch, they're taking the entire planet over so they can implement their blockchain technology globally for their one world currency. Guys, thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you. One story, New York terror bomber is a 27-year-old Ahahid Yaha, a Muslim-born foreign immigrant. Imagine that. He's bombing things up, blowing things up in New York City this morning. So, guys, again, let's make sure if people come to the United States of America, they want to be Americans. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. In some cases, Ford. maybe Dodge every once in a while, or Chrysler. Guys, and hot dogs, make sure they're turkey burgers, turkey hot dogs without sodium nitrite. And so there's all kinds of things that we need to be doing in this country to make sure we stay Americans. God bless you guys. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. I appreciate you guys. I'll do the write-up, Austin. You go ahead and close, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, bud. Yeah, and if you guys saw that video, surveillance video of that bomber in that tunnel today, that was pretty rough. I'm glad though that he didn't die. So now he gets to sit in the hospital and rot and wonder why he decided to bomb himself or whatever happened there, and whether it was a malfunction or not. Who knows? That may have been a total psychop. Again, they may have had somebody that they wanted to do that and stay alive and not have a massive fatality so they could bring in more security measures. I don't know. But some of those guys absolutely do have an extremely deep-seated hatred for Americans, and they're willing to do really, really stupid stuff like that, like go into a tunnel with a bomb strapped on their chest and detonate it. Doesn't ever seem like a good idea to me under any circumstances. But that's what they like to do, so it is what it is. Also, too, guys, thank you so much for the support. Thank you for your orders. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your phone calls. Got a lot of emails over the weekend again, so we've been going through all those, getting caught up, making sure we answer as many as we can. So we appreciate that. And thank you for all the Ultimate Multiple purchases. You guys, last month was actually the biggest sale we ever had on Ultimate Multiple in Health Masters history, and we appreciate that, guys. That's really showing us that our listeners want our product, they want to support us, and even if it's just something small like buying a $20 bottle a month bottle of Ultimate Multiple from us, that helps make a difference, and that helps us support this show. So we really appreciate that. Thank you guys for it. Also, too, be sure to check out the product of the week. That's our cinnamon extract that's still on sale until Wednesday. This helps out with healthy glucose metabolism, works really good for stabilizing blood sugar levels, and it's something that I usually always run whenever I am starting to diet and lean down, whether it's for a cruise or a beach trip or a show when I used to compete. I'd always run this product, usually at least 4 to 6 capsules a day, divvied up throughout meals. And what it does is it really keeps the blood sugar stabilized so you don't have any insulin spikes, which is very crucial at preventing if you're trying to burn body fat as efficiently as possible while still maintaining muscle tissue. So it's a really, really good product for that. And again, it also helps out for people that are having issues with blood sugar in general. Great product on sale for over 10% off right now at healthmasters.com. Be sure to check out the other products of the week that you can vote on there for. I think we have the adrenal support, the 5-HTP, the cortisol buster, a lot of good ones this week to vote on, so I'm sure you guys will enjoy that. And of course, we always have the regular kits that we do different specials on. Those are on the front page and also under the Maximum Health Kits. And also be sure to check out the Eat Clean and Be Healthy new cookbook that we also have active and up on Amazon right now under the Kindle form. You guys know I'm not a huge fan of Amazon. However, that's a demand that everybody's been asking for as far as the Kindle version of that cookbook. So we have it on the website now as well for everybody that likes to have that on the Kindle form. So be sure to check that out. If you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night and an incredibly good Monday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.